Today's Shiz Masechta Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed. We were given Daf Kuf Lamed Amar Aleph at our new Perek Leber Lezer Demila. As we mentioned in the Mishnah, as was mentioned in the Mishnah in the end of the previous Perek, that on Shabbos all Tzar Amila may be performed on Shabbos, as the Pasuk says, "B'yoyim Hashmini Yimayel Besar Melosai." But we know, in making a bris milah, there's the actual bris milah that is made. But besides that, the actual bris milah is made, there is also the machshirei milah, all the preparations for the milah. And the question is, are the machshirei milah, if the different preparations that need to be made for the milah, may they also be performed on Shabbos? So teaches us the Mishnah, Reb Elazar Oimer, im lo hevi kli, if one did not bring the knife to do the bris milah mi erev Shabbos on erev Shabbos, mevi be Shabbos, he should bring it on Shabbos megula. He should bring it in a revealed fashion. Everybody should see he's carrying the knife, as we will discuss in the Gemara. However, ube sakana, in a time of sakana, mechaseu al pi edim, he should bring it and he should have edim that could say that the reason he carried on Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is because he's carrying a knife for a bris, not for any other purpose. Varam Rabbi Elazar, furthermore, Rabbi Elazar, according to his own shita, holds karsim eitzim lasis pechamim, lasos barzel. You're even allowed to cut trees to make charcoal in order to form the iron that you need for the bris milah. So here we learn the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, which is the basis of this perek. The Rabbi Elazar holds that not only is the milah may be performed on Shabbos, but even the machshirei milah may be performed on Shabbos. And in fact, the Sefer Divrei Yisrael explains that what is the basis for Rabbi Elazar's opinion? The basis for Rabbi Elazar's opinion is that he holds the achana of the mitzvah is part of the mitzvah. The preparation for a mitzvah is part of the mitzvah, and since the preparation for the mitzvah, if we're allowed to do the bris on Shabbos, the achana may be done as well. So, in fact, he continues to say, do we have a raya from the pasuk in the Torah that we're supposed to do so? The halacha is that for achana for tefillah, if somebody needs to prepare himself for tefillah, the halacha is that is considered part of the tefillah, and if it has the cause that he should push off the davening, so be it. So his question is, do rachana, get up even before this man tefillah. So he says, from here we see that the achana to the mitzvah is part of the mitzvah. And if this man mitzvah, if there's a zman for the mitzvah, before this man of the mitzvah, there's no mitzvah yet. If there's no mitzvah before this man of the mitzvah, there is no achana before this man of the mitzvah as well. That's why the pasuk he says by Avram Avinu, "V'yashkim Avram b'boiker." Why did Avram Avinu only get up a biker? He should have gotten up even before the biker. So he says because before the biker wasn't yet this man of the mitzvah, and if the man of the mitzvah has not yet arrived, there is no mitzvah yet to be done. So Tosfos asked the question. The Mishnah says that if you didn't bring the knife to the baby from before Shabbos, you're allowed to bring the knife on Shabbos. So asked Tosfos, why do we have a right to be Mechal Shabbos and to bring the knife by carrying it through Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? We learned earlier in our Masechta the concept of Chai Noisus Atzmai, that every living thing carries itself. So since every living thing carries itself, so instead of carrying the knife, which is certainly an issa of carrying, carry the baby, well, there we could say, Chai Noisus Atzmai. So of course, some Rishonim take the approach, we've discussed this previously, that Chai Noisus Atzmai was never said on a child that can't walk. Chai Noisus Atzmai is only said on somebody who can walk. Here we're obviously dealing with an 8-day-old baby. An 8-day-old baby, we don't apply the concept of Chai Noisus Atzmai. Tosfos, however, doesn't seem to follow this approach. Tosfos seems to follow the approach that if the child were indeed healthy, then even though he's still a baby, we would apply the concept of chai nesus atzmai. Rather, what Tosfos says is, and therefore carrying the baby to the place of where the bris will take place, to the place of the knife, would be preferable than carrying the knife. However, he says, after the bris milah, we're going to have to bring the baby back to its mother. The mother is just the woman that just had a baby, so she can't leave her home. And then Tosfos agrees that after the bris, the baby is a chayla. And a chayla, we certainly don't apply the concept of chay noisei es atzmai. So the mother can't come to the baby because she's not well, she just had childbirth. And the baby can't come, the baby can't be considered chay noisei es atzmai after the bris. Tosfos gives another teretz. He says to bring the knife to the baby is much easier than bringing the baby to the knife. And if Rabbi Lezer is teaching us that when we speak about a bris milah, we're allowed to do whatever we need to do for bris milah, so he says, included in Rabbi Lezer's heter of doing whatever we need to do for bris milah is included to make the bris happen as quickly and as effectively as possible. And if we're going to make the bris, if we're going to wait to bring the baby to the bris, it's going to take a lot longer than bringing the knife to the baby, and we want to be able to do the bris as quickly as possible. And the Chasam Sofer explains, as we just mentioned before, because so the question is, so bring the baby before the Zman HaBris. Yes, Rabbi Lezer is teaching us as soon as the Zman Bris comes, Rabbi Lezer wants us to do the bris as effectively and as quickly as possible. But the baby can be carried before morning, and of course the bris can't be done before the day begins. So says the Chasam Sofer, the point that we just made a moment ago, that the Zman of Achana is only during the Zman of the actual bris. And since the Zman of the actual bris is only by day, the Zman of doing anything for the bris only begins by day. So to say, well, bring the baby before, that's before the Zman of the bris, that the halacha doesn't require. There are others, however, take a whole different approach. And that, the Sfasemis discusses this. When Rabbi Lez is teaching us that Mechshirei Mila, Doichanes HaShabbos, Sfasemis wants to suggest that Rabbi Lez doesn't take the approach of the Chuya, that, yes, we're allowed to make a bris on Shabbos, and we do whatever we need to do to make the bris. Rather, his approach is that it's the chuya, that's hutra. Hutra means that it's 100% mutter. So there's no reason to try to come up with different approaches, how we could do the bris on, how we could do the take the knife, take the baby, whatever you need to do, according to Rabbi Lezer, I'm allowed to do. Furthermore, the Noid of Yehuda makes an interesting observation. He says that when the Mishnah begins, that Imloi Hevi Keli, the Mishnah begins that to bring a Keli, and then the Mishnah changes into a Lashon Rabbim, Karsin. So he says that from here we see that not only may a bris, according to Rabbi Lezer, be done on Shabbos, and all the Machshirei Mila be done on Shabbos, but even people who are not directly involved in the bris, and even if it's more than one person, everything according to Rabbi Lezer may be done on Shabbos. And therefore, the Mishnah is teaching us that not only the Moil, who's going to do the bris, is allowed to bring his knife on Shabbos, but even Karsim, people who are going to cut wood to prepare the knife for the bris. And not only are they the individuals who are going to cut the knife to prepare for the bris, they're not even the moil. They're not the father, they're not the moil. Anybody could participate, should participate, according to Rabbi Lezer, in being able to make a bris on Shabbos. Here the Mishnah says, Lasis Bechomim, Lasis Barzel. So the Shulchan Aruch in Sim in Yoridei Simon Rei Samach Dalid Sif Beis tells us that even though technically a bris milah could be done with any sharp instrument, the mitzvah menamufcha, the preferable way of making a bris, is to use a metal instrument. And the Gra says the makar for that minig is our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah says that you're allowed to prepare metal to have metal available to make the knife for the bris. So we see that they used to make a bris with a metal instrument. And Delvush explains, because metal is the sharpest instrument, and therefore if you're going to use such a sharp instrument, it's going to cause the least pain to the baby, and therefore it's best to use a metal instrument. The Prisha, however, quotes a Medrash. The Medrash says that when David HaMelech cracked with a slingshot the metal helmet that was worn by Goliath, at that point the HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays back everybody. So the metal which had been shattered in breaking Goliath's helmet, which was a Yeshua for Klal Yisrael, at that time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told metal, I will pay you back. Every bris milah will be done with metal. There are others that bring another place. The Pasuk says by Yeshua, Asei lecha charvis tzurim v'shov molas b'nei Yisrael. And a Targum Yonason says, charvis tzurim izmil chalit rifin, sharp knives. So from there we see that a bris milah should be done with a knife. It's also interesting, Ramosha points this out in a tshuva, in Shailos HaTshuvos Igros Moshe, Eirachayim Chelik Dalet Simen Tzadik Simen Pei Beis. He says, our Mishnah says that if this person needs to carry the knife to the bris, he should bring Edom to show that he's carrying it because he's a moil and he's going to a bris. So he says, we don't find that the halacha requires that everybody should bring Edom to what they do. That you have to bring Edom to any transaction or to anything you do to testify what you were doing. Why over here, asks Rav Moshe, do we find that the Mishnah says that you should bring Edom? So Rav Moshe says our Mishnah is teaching us a very important lesson. The Pasuk says, V'yisim nekim v'yishem v'yisrael. Every Jew has to make sure that his reputation is intact. Since every Jew has to make sure that his reputation is intact, the halacha is that included in doing so is making sure that nobody will think that you're carrying a Shabbos. And therefore, if the way to make sure that nobody will accuse you that you carried something on Shabbos that you weren't allowed to carry is by bringing Edom, so that's what the Mishnah says you should do. You should bring Edom to testify that you didn't do anything wrong. Continues the Mishnah, however. Klal Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva teaches us, Kol Malach She'efshel Asos Me'ev Shabbos. Anything that could be performed before Shabbos, Ein Adoichos Shabbos. So the preparations for the bris, which obviously could have been done before Shabbos, Rabbi Akiva does not allow us to do on Shabbos. She'efshel Asos Me'ev Shabbos. Only something which could not have been done from Erev Shabbos, the actual bris, because the bris can't be done before the eighth day, those are doiches of Shabbos. So Tosfos points out that only machshirin that were able to be done before Shabbos cannot be done on Shabbos. But let's say you had machshirin that could not have been done before Shabbos. There, says Tosfos, even Rabbi Kiva would agree that you're allowed to do them on Shabbos. The Chasam Sofer says that Rashi disagrees. And that Rashi's opinion is that when the Torah says that a milah may be done on Shabbos, it's only the actual milah which may be done on Shabbos. However, the machshirin, even if they could not have been done on Shabbos, the example is, let's say somebody had a knife prepared before Shabbos for the bris milah. And then on Shabbos, through no fault of his own, the knife broke. Says the Chasam Sofer that Rashi will hold, that even though you can't say, well, he should have prepared it before Shabbos, it could not have been prepared before Shabbos, or he did prepare a knife before Shabbos, it just broke. The halacha is that mechshirim cannot be done on Shabbos, even if there's no other option. Ask the Gemara, Ibailahu. When Rabbi Elazar said in our Mishnah that the knife should be carried in a normal fashion, that in a way that everybody should see it, what is Rabbi Elazar's reasoning? Tamed Rabbi Elazar mishum chivuvi mitzvah. Is Rabbi Elazar's reasoning? He wants to show, the person wants to show how beloved the mitzvah is to him, that everybody, and therefore he's carrying the knife to do the bris in such a public manner, or is the reason that people shouldn't accuse him that he's carrying the knife on Shabbos without a reason? Ask the Gemara, Lamai Nafkamina, what would be the difference between these two reasons? Lasuya mechus al pi edim. If he's carrying the knife in an uncovered manner, but edim know that he's carrying it, and because he's going to a bris, and it's not a time of sakana. If we're saying that he's supposed to carry the knife revealed because he wants to show how much he loves the mitzvah, then the halacha will be megula in. It has to be visible to everybody. Mechusaloi, the knife can never be covered. But if however, Eli Amrit, if we're going to say the reason is mishum chshada, they should not be accused, so then afilu mechusa, even if it's not a time of sakana, but there are edim that see he's carrying it, shapadami, because he has shown that he's carrying it because he's going to bris. Mai, what is the halacha? Says the Gemara, Itma Amar of Levi, like Amar Rabbi Elazar el chavuvi mitzvah. The reason that you're supposed to carry the knife open is to show that you're supposed to show how much you love the mitzvah, and therefore, Edom will not do the trick. You have to carry it in a revealed manner. Tanya mihochim mevi'im megula, ve'im mevi'im mechusa, divrei Rabbi Elazar. Amar Vashi, masnisin namideka. We actually, this psak has a basis in our Mishnah, the Tani, for we learned in our Mishnah, umshas sakana mechasei al pi edim. If it's a shas sakana, then you can't carry it publicly, so you should have edim. What do we see? B'sakana in, only because of shas sakana, that's when we rely on edim. Shaloi b'sakana, but if it's not a time of sakana, loy, don't rely on edim. Carry it mechgula. Shema mina, that the reason for carrying it that way is v'shum chivuv mitzvah shema mina. Tan yidach, but there's another braisa. The braisa says mevi'im megula ve'en mevi'im mechusa. Carry it publicly, not covered. Divrei Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yehuda Omer mishum Rabbi Elazar. Noya ginhoi b'shas sakana. It was a shas sakana. Then ha'mevi'im, they brought it mechus al pi edim, because they can't carry it publicly, they put it mechus al pi edim. Ibailuhu. So not a question that was asked. When we speak about edim, who are the edim? Is it iu v'chad? Is the person who carries the knife considered one of the, can be considered one of the edim, and another person besides him? Those will be the two edim. Or Dilma, he can't be an aid for himself, and therefore halacha will be who he carries the knife, but you have to have two outsiders being the edim. Toshma. So the Gemara brings a raya from our Mishnah. The Mishnah says ubesakana in a time sakana mechaseo pi edim. It should be brought with edim. Yam bishlam huvetrei, that besides for him there has to be two other edim. Shaper. We can understand why the Mishnah uses the word edim. You have to go bring two other people to be edim. However, says the Gemara, Eli Amrit, if you're going to say hu v'chad, that he's one of the two people, so ask the Gemara, what is the wording of the Mishnah that said edim? Says the Gemara, that isn't the proof. Because what the Mishnah means with edim, it has to be shiruyim lahoy b'makam acher, that they have to be people who are kosher edim. And therefore, since that as long as a person is a person that could say that it was done for that reason, that's good enough. And therefore, according to this, the halacha is that it's besides for him, only one more person is required, not two other edim. However, says the Rishash, that the person who he brings along should not be a person who's his relative, or a person who's posel edus, because then that person cannot say edus on his behalf. Furthermore, says Rabbi Elazar, that they used to cut the wood. to make the metal for the bris. Says the Gemara Tanna Rabbanan Mekomish Rav Elazar, where Rav Elazar was the Rav, Haykarsim Eitzim Lasis B'chamim Lasis Basil B'Shabbos. Mekomish Rav Yosef Aglili, where Rav Yosef Aglili was the Rav, Hayoichlim Basa Oich B'Cholov. They used to eat poultry with dairy. So from here says the Shaul Shuvus Rajba that we learn a very important lesson. The halacha actually does not follow Rabbi Lezer. The halacha follows the Chachamim. But in the place where Rabbi Lezer was the Rav, there's an obligation to follow the psak of the Rav of that place. And therefore, here Rabbi Lezer is the Rav. Here Rabbi Lezer paskins, as we're learning, that you're allowed to do Machshirei Mila on Shabbos, and therefore, since you're allowed to do Machshirei Mila on Shabbos, in that place where the Rav paskins, the obligation of the community is to follow the psak of the Rav under all circumstances. Says the Gemara, Levi Ikla Lebei Yosef Rishba. Levi once came to the home of Yosef, who was a person who would catch birds. Krivele, and they brought him Reish the Tafsa. There was a type of bird called Tafsa that was cooked in milk, v'loyachol, and he refused to eat. Kiosla kamei the Rebbe, and when he came to Rebbe, amalei amaylo tishtum tunu, why don't you put them at the cheirim, because they eat poultry, bird meat with milk. Amalei, so Levi said to Rebbe, asrei the Rebbe Yehuda ben B'seir Hava, this is the place where Yosef Rishba lived, was a city where Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira was the Rav. Famina Dilma Darish Luk Rabbi Yosef Aglili. I thought that perhaps Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira follows Rabbi Yosef Aglili's opinion that you're allowed to eat bird meat with milk. The Tanan, Rabbi Yosef Aglili Oimer, Nemer. The Torah says, Loisoichel Kal Nevela. The Nemer, and right afterwards, the Torah says, Loisoichel Vashel Gedi B'chalev Ima, you're not allowed to mix meat and dairy. We learn from there, Esha Osam Shem Nevela. Anything that's also because of nevela, by such a food, there's a halacha osl vashel b'cholov. You're not allowed to cook it with milk. And oif, birds, are certainly osl mishum nevela. And therefore, yachol ye osl vashel b'cholov. So therefore, bird meat should not be prepared together with milk. However, continues the pasuk, says Rabbi Yosef Glili, tam aloim b'chalev imoy, yotz oif shein lechalev aim. From here we see that if something that's mother doesn't have milk, there is no halacha or basa b'cholof. Amar Rav Yitzchak, Ir Achas Hoysa Beitz Yisrael, there was a city in Eitz Yisrael, Shoysa Krebe Lezer, that did everything, for preparation of Bris Mila on Shabbos, v'yameisim b'zmanim, and they died at the right time. They didn't die early. And the reason, as I saw the Mefarshim explain, Mashah explains, there's a Mida Kenega Mida. They were makbid on doing the Bris Mila Bismanoi. So just like they were makbid to do the Bris Mila Bismanoi, they were nifter Bismanom, they weren't nifter early. There was a Gzeira decree made against Mila. However, that city was excluded. Why? Because they followed what their Rav said. The Pasuk says, and therefore, you follow your Rav, you can't go wrong. Tanya of Shimon Gamliel Oimer. Chametzah Shekibli Yisrael B'Simcha. Any mitzvah the Klai Yisrael is Makabal B'Simcha Kogoy Mila, like the Bris Mila. The Ksiv, as the Pasuk says regarding the Bris Mila. Sos Anoichi Alam Rasecha K'moitzei Shol Rav. Adayin Oysen B'Simcha. Till this very day, the bris is done with simcha. We know every bris comes with a suda. The comments is kibbalayim b'ktata, but mitzvahs that Klal Yisrael were not ready to accept with simcha, they disagreed. Kigon Arayis, the pasuk says that after Moshe Rabbeinu told them that they can't marry relatives, all the dinim of Arayis, the pasuk says, v'yishma Moshe's am boichle mishkechosov, alishke mishkechosov, they were unhappy that they can't marry their relatives. A dain oisnos viktata, till this very day, there's disagreements around the ksuba. The lek ksuba, the loyrama bektigra, every ksuba comes with a difficulty. And as the Rishonim explain, what does it mean, komitzish kibalei b'simcha? So Rashi explains that they make the bris mila with a simcha, they make a suda by bris mila. And in fact, there are some achronim that are of the opinion that the obligation to make a sudas bris mila is a daraisa. There are others that disagree, and they say that the obligation to make a sudas bris mila is only a derabbanan. But certainly, Rashi explains the simcha is that they make the bris mila. Every bris mila is made with a suda. Rashi says, what does sasa noichei alim rasecha mean? That the first mitzvah that Klai Yisrael was given, Amrira, the first time HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do something, was regarding making a bris mila. And why are we so happy? Because it's a mitzvah that stays attached to us for our whole life. Once somebody has a bris mila, he is considered a mole for the duration of his life. Tosfos quotes a medrash. The pasuk says in Tehillim, Lamnatseach al Hashminas, that's referring to the bris mila. And the Mashal explains that David HaMelech would walk into the bathhouse and he'd say he's Orem in a mitzvah. He has no mitzvahs. And then he remembered that he has the bris mila on him, Shenitna b'Shminas, which is done on the eighth day. And Tosfos continues to say, the pasuk says, "V'yas Avraham mishta gadol b'yoyim higamol es Yitzchak b'yoyim hegimel." Higamol stands b'yoyim hegimel. Hegimel stands for eight. The eighth day, the day of the bris mila, is the day that we make a big suda in order to celebrate the mitzvah mila. And the sefer Kada Kemach explains that a bris mila is like a carbon. Person is bringing his child as a carbon to Hashem. And just like when we bring a carbon, the blood, the Zrikas Adam, is the Mechaper, so too the blood of a Bris Mila is Mechaper. And that's why he says the Bris Mila is conducted on the eighth day. Because just like an animal cannot be brought as a carbon until the eighth day, the Pasuk says, Umiyoyim Hashmini Vahola, Yerotzel Carbon Ish LaHashem, so too, the bris is on the eighth day. Furthermore, since by a carbon, the pasuk says, "V'ochlu oisam ashekupa behem, kahanim oichlim ubalim mischaprim," so too, we have to eat by a sudas bris mila. It brings kaparas avoinus. Of course, the question is, what is the menu for bris mila? So the Magen Avraham in Siman Reish Memtes Sif Kotn Vav quotes the Shulah that says that he was once, when he was learning in yeshiva in Krakow, there was a bris, that, and his Rebbe was the Rebbe Rav Shloima, and he was a sandik in a bris on Erev Shabbos, and he didn't want to go to the bris, Suda, because it was Erev Shabbos. And he said that just like a bris that takes place during the 9 days, we should only have a minyan of people eating meat. So too, on Erev Shabbos, they should minimize eating at a sudas bris mila. But what we see from here, the Magen Avraham points out, they clearly ate meat at all the sudas bris mila. Rav Moshe Sternberg, in the Shas of Tshuvas, Tshuvas van Hoggis, has two tshuvas about this. He says in Chelik Beis Sim Topehei, he says the Magen Avraham clearly says that you're supposed to eat meat at a bris mila. At a bris mila. He quotes the Chachmas Adam, who says that just going to bris mila and drinking a coffee or eating a piece of cake is inadequate. The halacha is that you're supposed to have a suda. But he does say, since most brisin are done in the morning, and it's difficult to eat meat in the morning, therefore the minig is that we have fish at the Bris Milah, and the fish at the Bris Milah will be in the place of the Sudas Basar. The Gemara continued to say that because of what happened, I also saw a beautiful pshat. The pasuk says, "Sasa noichi al mersecha k'maytzi shalorav," like you made a tremendous fortune. So they explain what is the best investment person can make. The best investment one can make is an investment that pays dividends for many, many years to come. So they explain, a child is 8 days old, he really doesn't understand anything, and his parents make for him a bris milah, and the investment of that tremendous mitzvah of making a bris milah when the child is yet so young and such a baby pays off for the duration of his entire life. K'maytzi shal rav, it's the best investment. So Gemara says, "Les suba d'loy rabban batigra," and that's why the Paiskim say we have the minig to fast at that the Chasana Kala fast at the wedding. The reason the Chasana Kala fast at the wedding is because the Gemara says, "Les suba d'loy rabban batigra." So the way we solve that tigra is by fasting, and in fact that I saw that the Klaus Magareba in the Shefa Chaim says that every shidduch doesn't come easy. Sometimes a person has to, it's not that easy always to find the shidduch. He says the reason it's not so easy always to find the shidduch is because what Al Gemara says, "Les ksuba de loy rama batigra." And in fact, the Avni Nezer I saw was the son-in-law of the Kotzker Rebbe. And the day of the wedding, when the Avni Nezer came to the wedding in the Kotzker Rebbe's home, in the Kotzker Rebbe's city, he was wearing a beautiful suit. And the Kotzker Rebbe told his father, he was 14 years old when he got married, "Why did you buy this young boy such a beautiful garment?" And nobody understood, why is the Kotzker Rebbe saying this? And the Chassan, of course, gets a new suit. Why is he saying this? Until they understood that Les Ksuba Dele Rama Batigra, there's always going to be a disagreement by a Ksuba, and by a wedding. So he wanted that this should be the disagreement, that he told his Mechutin, "Why'd you buy your son such a nice suit?" But the Shaz Tshuvas Mishnah Halachas, in Chelik Yudalid, Simen Pei Vav, says a very interesting point. He says the reason we have to be so careful to make sure that the ksuba is written perfectly without any mistakes, he says that Chazal said that we should write the ksuba, and the ksuba is a skula for shalom bayis. A couple, and that's why the halacha, of course, is that if a couple doesn't have a ksuba, something happened to the ksuba, they immediately have to rewrite the ksuba. And that's why he quotes the Klaus Magareba, who quoted the Chassam Sofer, the ksuba has to be written 100% perfectly, because the Gemara says, "Les ksuba, the loy rama batigra." If without the ksuba, there's going to be difficulty. But the ksuba is what will help that there should be shalom bayis in this family's home. Tanya Reb Shimon ben Elozo Omer, any mitzvah that Klal Yisrael were ready to be mois and nefesh for, kigoin avodas kachavim amila, Klal Yisrael were always ready to give up their lives for these mitzvahs, adayim mechsukas biyadam. They're still strong. However, but mitzvahs that Klal Yisrael weren't ready to give up their lives for, b'shas kseres malchus, kigoin tefillin, like the mitzvah tefillin, adaya merupi biyadam, it's still in up to our days something that isn't so strong. So Agamara says that we find that certain mitzvahs Klal Yisrael were ready to give up, ready to be moisa nefesh. So the Sefer Tepuche Chaim says a beautiful pshat. He says, where do we find this? What's the precedent for this? He says the precedent for this is the story of Pinchas. Pinchas was ready to do whatever he needed to do to separate Klal Yisrael from the Akum. Bris Milah is what separates us from the Akum. Avodah Zarah is what separates us from the Akum. Anything that we do with Mesiris Nefesh to separate us from the Akum, just like the Torah gave Pinchas the tremendous Schar, Hinini Noisenloi Lazara Achra Bris Kunas Olam, he got the Bris Sholem, so too anybody who is ready to give up to do these mitzvahs is guaranteed tremendous Schar. But Tefillin, the Gemara says, that they did not do in that fashion. What's the raya that they didn't do Tefillin in that fashion? So one pshat is that the only person that we find that was ready to do Tefillin with Mesiris Nefesh was Elisha Bal Knafayim. No one else. So we see that they didn't take Tefillin that seriously. That's one pshat. Another pshat that I saw is that, as we're going to learn, the Gemara, Tosfos suggests, that even Elisha Bal Knafayim didn't do the Mesiris Nefesh for Tefillin with 100%. He tried to make excuse what he was wearing. If somebody's ready to be Moisa Nefesh for a mitzvah, he wouldn't be embarrassed. He said, yes, I did the mitzvah. Whatever will be, will be. So says the Gemara, we had this Gemara previously in our Masechta. Dom Rav Yanai, Tefillin Tzrichin, Guf Noki, Kalisha Bal Knafayim. Tefillin require a clean body like Elisha Bal Knafayim. So there's an interesting discussion already amongst the Rishonim. What is the definition of a guf noki? So the Meiri says that the definition of a guf noki, I'll read his words, utzorach hanoisam, the person who's wearing tefillin, liyas noki ma'averis emahurim royim shleishchal l'shem shemayim al yodoi liyas rosh v'tzur tzadik. A person can't be wearing tefillin, and the time that he's wearing tefillin, his mind should not be 100% clear. He should be in the proper frame of mind in terms of what he's thinking about. However, most Rishonim, the Chinuch, the Ritva, the Ramban, the Rosh, said that a guf naki means that you should have to be physically clean. You should have to make sure that your body is clean of any waste before you put on tefillin. But certainly we see from here that when you're wearing tefillin, you're supposed to be thinking about the tefillin and not about anything else. So what does that mean? Rabbeinu Yoina says that somebody who's wearing tefillin has to be careful to behave properly when he's wearing tefillin. But he says it doesn't mean you can't do anything else when you're wearing tefillin. It means that you have to remember that you're wearing tefillin and act accordingly. However, the Shagas Aryeh in Siman Lamed Tes proves that the Ramban and the Rambam are of the opinion that somebody who's wearing tefillin has to be thinking about the tefillin all the time. And that's why the Rambam says that somebody who is in a matzav, in a status that he's not able to think about the tefillin, is potter from wearing the tefillin. So the question is, if when you're wearing tefillin, you're supposed to be thinking about the tefillin, ask the Prima Godim, the Bi'ah Alocha in Siman Mem Dalet quotes this Prima Godim, how could you say Krishma? How could you daven? You're supposed to be thinking about the tefillin. So the Prima Godim says that it's possible for a person to think about Krishma and tefillin, or the tefillin that he's davening, and tefillin as well. However, the Mishnah Berura quotes the Or Zeruah. He says, as long as you're aware that you're wearing tefillin, that's already considered that you didn't have Hesach Hadas from the tefillin, and that is adequate for wearing tefillin. It's not necessary that you should think of more. So as long as you are aware that you're wearing the tefillin, you could daven and say Krishma, and it isn't a contradiction. Says the Gemara. So again, Dom Rav Yanai, tefillin tzrichin gufnoki, kalisha bal knafayim. Mahi, what does this mean, the gufnoki? Om Rabaya. So says Abaya, Shloyfich behem, one shouldn't pass gas. Ravama shloyishemem, you shouldn't sleep. But my karli bal Elisha bal Knafayim, why was he called Elisha bal Knafayim? Says the Gemara, shepamachs gozemachs a rosh gzeral yisrael, shekala meniach tefillin al roish yitguru. Anybody who wears tefillin shal roish yitguru as meicha, his brain should be poked. Why dafka the tefillin shal roish? So explain the mafarshim. The pasuk says, regarding tefillin shel rosh, kol amei aretz ki shem Hashem nikru alecha v'yaru mimecha. The Tefillin Sh'Rosh symbolize the greatness of Klal Yisrael versus the Umas Ha'olam, so they can't stand when Klal Yisrael are wearing the Tefillin, and that's why they didn't want them to wear Tefillin Sh'Rosh. V'Elisha menich Tefillin, and Elisha didn't care, he was wearing Tefillin, v'yotze l'shuk, and he went out, v'rak has the achad, and an officer saw him, rotz melfonav, so Elisha ran away, v'rotz achrav, and the officer ran after him. Kivin shigi etzloi, when the officer got there, not l'mereisha, Elisha took the tefillin off his head, vachs miyad, and he was holding them in his hand. Amalei, and the officer asked him, ma biyadcha, what are you holding? Amalei, so Elisha answered, I'm holding kanfei yoina, the wings of a dove. Pashat as yadai, and he opened up his hand, and indeed, v'nantza by, and nimtza by kanfei yoina. And then indeed, in his hand, it was found the dove's wings. Fikach, and that's why Kernes about Knafayim, that's how he got the Lashon about, they got the title about Knafayim. Asked the Gemara, Maishna Kanfi Yoina Damale, so why did he specifically say that it was Kanfi Yoina? Amale, Vilay Amale Sharaf, why did he specifically say that bird? Says the Gemara, Shem the Damir Knesset Yisrael Yoina, Klai Yisrael is compared to a dove. Shnema, Kanfi Yoina Nechba Bekesev, Beverseh Biyar Kucharetz. My yoin is a confirm Guinness Allah, just like the dove, the wings protected. Avisra mitzvah Guinness Allah, the mitzvah protector. So the Ritva asks, how did Elisha rely on his on a neis? Don't we have a rule of ein soimchem al a neis? So he says he didn't rely on the neis. He when he said the kafi yoina, he really knew that tefillin are considered kanfayoina. That's another name for the tefillin. Why? What pshat the kanfayoina? So the Rashi explains because when somebody comes to attack the yoina, it uses its wings to protect itself, not which other birds don't do, and that's why it's the mitzvahs also protect us. Tosfos quotes a medrash because all other birds, when they get tired, they stop to fly. A bird, the yoina, when it gets tired, it rests on one wing and it flies with the other wing. So too, Klal Yisrael never tires from doing the mitzvahs. The Ritva says that the yoina uses its wings to protect its children. So too, Klal Yisrael are ready to be mice and nefesh to do mitzvahs, and then the mitzvahs protect itself. Another pshat, the Maram Shif quotes a medrash that the yoina as is a kosher bird, and when it's ready to be slaughtered, it sticks out its neck, ready to be mois nefesh, to be slaughtered. So too Klal Yisrael, the pasuk says, "Kalecha haragnu kol hayom." Klal Yisrael is ready to give up its life to do mitzvahs. But the question, of course, that the Rishonim ask, that the halacha is that there are only three mitzvahs that were mechuyah to be mois nefesh. So how was he ready to be mois nefesh for one of the other mitzvahs? So he says that the halacha is that the Rambam doesn't hold this way, but other Rishonim hold that a person is not obligated to give up his life for other mitzvahs, but he may give up his life. And that was what Elisha was ready to do. The Ramban says that what Elisha didn't think that he would be caught. And therefore, he didn't think that he would be caught. That's why he was ready to give up his life. He wasn't assuming that he would get caught. So there was really no isser. There was no mysterious nefesh involved in what he did. Says the Gemara. Amar Rav Adar Bar Hava Amar Yitzchak. Pamacha shachu v'lohi v'yu izmo me'erv Shabbos. One time an episode took place that they forgot to bring the knife from Erev Shabbos. The view, the Shabbos, and they carried it, derech gagas v'derech chatzeres. They carried it through these different gagas of chatzeres, now, which only involved an issa derabbanan, not an issa derais of carrying. Shloi b'tzayin Rebbe Lezer. But says the Gemara, that was shloi b'tzayin Rebbe Lezer. Ask the Gemara, Maskela Rav Yosef. Ask Rav Yosef, what does that mean? Shloi Betzoyin Rav Elezer. Does that mean Rav Elezer will say what was done was wrong? Ad Rebbe, Rav Elezer who the Shari. Rav Elezer is the one that says that we could do whatever we need to do to perform a bris milah. V'chi taima. So says the Gemara, I'll tell you what it means. Shloi Betzoyin Rav Elezer. It was against Rav Elezer's opinion, because according to Rav Elezer, Shari Afil B'Shus HaRabim. You could carry the knife even through Shus HaRabim. It was with the approval of the Rabbanon who said you can't carry Shus HaRabim. However, they will hold v'shari derech gagas derech atzeres for kafifas. They do say that this way, which doesn't involve carrying issa deraisa, you may do. Ask the Gemara, do the Rabbanon hold that we're allowed to carry the knife if it only involves the Rabbanon? Mishari, v'atanya, the Braisa says that the opinion of the Rabbanon is that kishem shem vinoi eim vinoi sederek Rishus Rabim, just like the knife may not be transported through Rishus Rabim to conduct a bris milah on Shabbos, kach eim vinoi so loy derek kafifos v'loy derek gagas v'loy derek kafifos v'loy derek chatzeris. So whose opinion was this done according? Elam Rav Elezer, Shloi Betzoyin Rav Elezer v'chol kaisoi. It did not follow the opinion of Rav Elezer, because according to Rav Elezer, you could take it through Rishus Rabim. It doesn't reflect Machal Kaisai, the Rabbanon who disagree with him, because according to the Rabbanon, you can't even carry it through an Issad Rabbanon. It followed Ritzoyin Rav Shimon, the opinion of Rav Shimon. The Ritnan, Rav Shimon says, Echa Gags Vecha Kalkpeis Vecha Hatzeris, Kul Rishos Acherhein, they're all considered one Rishos, Lekeilim Sheshavs Vatoicham, Veloy Lekeilim Sheshavs Vatoichabayis. As we've discussed many times, the Loch is one can't carry from his house to his courtyard. Because Shlomo Melch made that gzeira, for he was concerned that if you're going to carry from your house to the courtyard, you may carry from your house to Rishus HaRabim. But anything that was in the courtyard and all these outside places, you could carry kalim that were there. And that's what is happening, that the Ismail was there, and according to Shimon, it could be carried to where the bris took place. So as we discussed, in those days they had houses. The houses opened up to Chatzeris, and the Chatzeris opened up to Mavi. In order to carry from the house to the Chatzor, you have to have a Erev Chatzeris. In order to carry from the Chatzeris to the Mavi, you have to have a Shtufi Mavaz, to combine all the Chatzeris that are opening up to the Mavi. Ask the Gemara, Bamin Erev Zerim Erev Asi. In a situation where there was no shtufa mevaz, could you at least carry something in the mavi itself? Do we compare the mavi to the chatzar? If you didn't make an eruv between your house and the chatzar, so you're not allowed to carry something from your house to the chatzar. However, you could carry something in the chatzar itself. Hai nami, so the mavi as well. I've got to learn the shtatvaba, even though you didn't make shtufim a voice between the chotzer and the mavi, but what was in the mavi, mutal tatl bakula, you could carry anything that's in the mavi. Idumma, loy damil chotzer, you can't compare a mavi to a chotzer. The chotzer is le'abim chitza, the chotzer is completely enclosed, it isn't open in any direction to the Rishus Rabbim. Hai les le'abim chitzas. A mavi has one side open to the Rishus Rabbim. Inami, chotzer isle diurim. The chotzer is used as an extension of the house. Hai less by diurim. People don't live in the mavi, and therefore you can't compare a mavi to the chotzer. Shosik, so Rav Asi was quiet. V'le'am v'le'midi, he wasn't able to respond. Zimna ashkei de yosu v'kamar. But there was another time when Rav Zeira found Rav Asi's city, and he said, Amar Rav Shimon Malok Rav Shimon Yehuda Nasi. They did not have bring the knife to the place of the bris milah from Erev Shabbos, but via Shabbos, and it was carried on Shabbos. And the Chachamim were upset. How they ignore the opinion of the Chachamim, and they do what Rabbi Elazar said. Rabbi Elazar Shemuti. Rabbi Elazar was Shemuti. There are two Pshatim in Rabbi Elazar Shemuti. One is he was from the Talmidei of Shammai, and we don't follow the opinion of Beis Shammai. The other pshat is, there's a famous Gemara Masechta Baba Metzia Daf Nun Tes about the Tanu Shel Achnoi, where Rebbe Eliezer disagreed with the Chachamim. He wasn't willing to agree with the Rabbim, with the Chachamim, and because of that, Shamuti, he was put into Cheirim. And furthermore, they were upset that how could we follow the opinion of Rebbe Eliezer? We have a rule that Yochav Rabbim Aloch Krabim. Vomer Oishia, so Rebbe Oishia said, we're trying to understand that story. Sheel is Rebbe Yehuda Geizer, who is called Rebbe Yehuda Geizer. Geizer means to cut. Rebbe Yehuda was a professional moil. Vomeli, Movi Shalom Nishtat V'Bohava. It was a Movi where they did not make Shtufim a voice. Vaisumer Ay Reisha L'Ray Reisha. They only carried from the one end of the Movi to the other end of the Movi. Amale, Sfir L'Mar, do you hold Movi Shalom Nishtat V'Boh, that a Movi where you didn't make Shtufim a voice, Mutal Tat B'Kuloi, you're allowed to carry anything that's within the Movi itself? Amale, in. Yes. Rabasi said, that is indeed my opinion. So he asked them, Amalei, for Zimna Bai Menach, I once asked you this very question, what is your opinion? And you didn't answer me. Dima Agav Shitcha Raglach Gemara, perhaps, as you were learning, you might have forgotten, but now when you were learning and this story came to you, you remembered what the halach is. Amalei, Shabasi said, indeed. Agav Shitcha, sometimes I forget, you forget your learning, but if you keep on learning, Rehita Ligamari, your Torah will come back to you and you will remind yourself what you might have forgotten previously.